Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a refugee resettlement story tied to the Chippewa Valley that takes us to Wausau. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Earlier in the month of December, our wire service ran a Thursday story headlined, Northwoods Congressman Wants State Transparency on New Refugee Resettlement Plan. The story was regarding Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany, who, it reported, was once again pressing for answers about plans to resettle refugees in the state. According to the Wire story, Tiffany had fired off a letter to the Bureau of Refugee Programs for the Evers administration in Madison asking about plans to send Afghan and Ukrainian refugees to Marathon County. According to the Wire story, Tiffany next said, just like in the Eau Claire refugee case, there weren't a lot of answers about who these people are and just where they're coming from. In the Wire story, Tiffany said he had no faith in the Biden administration's attempts to vet refugees. In fact, he said he hoped the Evers administration was doing a better job. That led me to do a little digging, and I found out that the organization being referenced in Wausau doing the refugee resettlement work is the Multicultural Community Center, the MCC, which is a branch of the Ethiopian Community Development Council, or the ECDC, based in Arlington, Virginia. The Multicultural Community Center has been in Wausau 3 years this past November. If you go to their website, ecdcwausau.org, you'll see Wausau welcomes. Refugees and immigrants face daily challenges as they reestablish their lives. The site says ECDC's Multicultural Community Center in central Wisconsin assists newcomers, giving them hope for the future and helping them become self-sufficient, productive members of their new communities. It says their mission is to help refugees and immigrants rebuild safe, sustainable lives for themselves and their families in central Wisconsin. Janice Watson is the executive director of the Multicultural Community Center in Wausau. And when I spoke with her recently, I began by asking her to tell us about the work they do.
So the work we do, we are a refugee resettlement agency. We're the only one in central Wisconsin. We are one of eight refugee resettlement agencies in Wisconsin. There are several others, World Relief, None. There are several others in Wisconsin. And we work, our agency work with the State Department to resettle refugees in our community. And there's a bunch of things we do. We assist them with housing, employment, and having the children enroll in school, a bunch of things what you need to do to transition into a community.
How many refugees have you been a part of helping get assimilated in and around Wausau?
So in the 3 years since we've been serving refugee clients, we've been doing this. We serve over 500, just over 500 refugees in our area. And so not just Wausau, but Wausau, Stevens Point. And we've had some folks, and in Barron County. And so most of our Barron County clients are now with World Relief.
Yeah, that's quite a bit. How did you get involved with this kind of work?
So I've worked with nonprofits for a long time. I was an executive director for YMCA in Springfield, Massachusetts, before I started. And when I came here, I worked for Boy Scouts of America. So I've done nonprofit work. Nothing like this. But someone said, Janice, they feel that this position could be great for you. But last year, they were looking for someone to fill the position as executive director. And I was reached out by several persons within our community. It says I should apply. And that's really how I started the work with refugees. I'm also an immigrant. I'm from Jamaica. So I understand a lot of the how to transition into a new community. I understand the challenges and the rewards that can happen. So it made sense for me to be in this role.
So the reason I reached out, there's a Wire story from last week. I'm going to go ahead and read it. It said, the Northwoods congressman is once again pressing for answers about plans to resettle refugees in the state. Congressman Tom Tiffany fired off a letter, would have been last week, to the Bureau of Refugee Programs for the Evers administration in Madison, asking about plans to send Afghan and Ukrainian refugees to Marathon County. He says, just like in the Eau Claire refugee case, which we're more familiar with in the Chippewa Valley, he says there aren't a lot of answers about, and the story says, who these people are and just where they're coming from. Tiffany says he has no faith in the Biden administration's attempts to vet refugees. He says he hopes the Evers administration is doing a better job. So just on the surface of it, what's your reaction to that?
So I'm not going to react to what was stated. I just, you know, one of the things we do as an organization, we communicate with our constituents. We talk with, we meet on a monthly basis with the service providers in our community and just other council folks. And so there's a quarterly meeting that we have every, which we had one yesterday, but we had one in September. So all of the folks within our community knew what our numbers were going to be. And so every year we serve a different set of numbers. So in FY24, we were slated to serve 200 clients. We served 196. So FY25, which started October 1st, to September 30th of next year, we are slated to serve 235. So all of the powers that be within our community knew of that number, 235, and that was communicated in August of this year.
Janice Watson, Executive Director of Wausau's Multicultural Community Center, says...
We serve a refugee clients from all over the world. That has not changed. It's been the same since we started. So when we started 3 years ago, our main clients at the time were our Afghan clients and some folks from Congo. And ECDC started because our community, folks within our community in Marathon County, came together and wanted us to make a difference in the lives of folks, especially during the Afghan crisis. So this program did not start. It started because of our community, not because ECDC came here and wanted to run programs.
I understand not wanting to respond to the broader nature of the story. I'm going to at least try to ask you about a couple of parts of it. Have you met Tom Tiffany? Have you had any kind of other encounters with him? What's your relationship like with him in general?
I personally haven't met. He was at an event in Wausau with one of our employers, and I was at that event, but I've not met him, no.
When he questions says he has no faith in the Biden administration's attempts to vet refugees, I mean, it sounds, my degree to digging into this is the vetting of refugees is very thorough, both on the sending country as well as here. And I would think that information's available to Congressman Tiffany, but isn't that fair to say that the vetting of refugees is
yes.
thorough?
Yes, it is very thorough. If you talk to the refugees themselves, they'll tell you they have to go through a whole lot of, they sit down, go through a whole lot of questions. They questions and answers. They do lots of medical exams. They have to do training on what it is to transition into the United States. And yeah, and this information can be seen, some of that stuff can be seen online, and this is done by the State Department or just agencies outside of the U.S. that works with the U.S. So, and I don't fully know all of the agencies that do that, but yes. It is really our clients who come in, they talk about just the things that they go through to become a refugee.
I don't know whether you're a person of faith or not, but don't you agree, just in a broader context, it seems like we kind of, even during this Christmas time of the year, where we have sort of a real battle within each of our hearts and minds to deal with when it comes to maybe others who are different from us in terms of skin color, ethnicity, their background. But if we could just do a little bit of the homework, refugee resettlement is something that if you're a person of faith, like you should be on the resettlement side, it seems to me.
Yeah, I am a person of faith. And, when you're persons of color, it doesn't matter if they're a refugee or not. or just new in your community. They're not you. They did not grow up. I think, yes, we have to be welcoming. I mean, if you're talking about faith and believing in God, you know, you have to open your arms and give back and learn and become, I don't want to say become one, but learn who they are. What is it that you can give from your heart to another person, to another individual, and then vice versa. How can they speak to you or speak? I mean, you're talking about faith. Speaking through you to make a difference in the life of a person. And yes, our refugee clients, and I always say this: they're looking for friends. They're looking for people who with open arms to welcome them within a community. And if they feel that there's pushback, then this is not what they see when they're in other countries. They see America as a welcoming place. And so if it doesn't feel that way, then they feel threatened. They feel that they don't belong. And, you know, belonging is important. Belonging is important when you move into a community.
And again, there are those in our area, as I imagine there are clearly in your area, that are welcoming. But again, you deal with, and I think even friends of mine that have been working with folks who've been part of that initial 125 say, when they've been out grocery shopping with them, I mean, overwhelmingly, people are friendly and receptive. But obviously, in terms of there's that resistance that we certainly experienced in the Chippewa Valley with that initial number who came in here this year. So,
yeah. So I look at WASA as a place that, you know, the folks that wanted refugees here are the ones that are still doing the work, and will always have open arms. I think, you know, it's an education thing. Many folks don't understand the economic difference and to have, you know, migrant workers or just folks within our community. It makes a difference. Our employers need. There's not enough people to be employed in our community. And so, you know, having people who are legally here to work and to make a difference in our community is needed and is warranted. Yeah, so I look at WASA as the community where the folks who don't understand why it's important are the ones that need to be educated. And they're the ones that will maybe push back on this is what's happening. They're doing this. They're changing the structure of our community, but not wanting to learn. And so I'm open. And as I've always said, I'm open and our clients are open to having conversations at any time so they can hear who they are and so folks can see, you know, who they are and what they're doing within our community.
And then these specifically, I guess he made reference, Congressman Tiffany, to plans to send Afghan and Ukrainian refugees to Marathon County. I mean, so those folks have not arrived yet. Can you tell us anything more about that?
No, we've had Afghan refugees in WASA since 2021, when we started 3 years ago.
So what does he mean by asking about plans to send those refugees to Marathon?
I don't know what he's saying. All I'm saying is that we have Afghan refugees. We have Ukrainians are our smallest refugee population here. We have Afghans. We have folks from Burma. We have folks from Congo. We serve these eight different refugee populations. And so I'm not sure what that means. I just know that these clients have been coming here since we started three years ago.
Janice Watson, Executive Director of the Multicultural Community Center in WASA. It's been there for 3 years, a branch of the Ethiopian Community Development Council based in Arlington, Virginia. Our guest on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIV and WOGO Radio. And that does it for our 2024 programs. We've tried to keep them fresh and updated each and every week, and we'll continue with that same ambition in the new year. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Mark Halverson.